you were someone, you were going out with someone, and the person was in a hurry, just come on now, come on now, you might say,
wait a minute.
All right. Or you might say,
what's the rush?
Yeah, or what a minute.
Hold on a minute.
Or, okay, or...
I said, wait a minute.
Okay. Well, how about if you're trying on a pair of shoes in a shoe store, and the person says, it's a perfect fit, you know, and the shoe salesman says, how does that fit? And you say, that's what right. This is...
it's all right.
Or what else right. That's the... this isn't too big, it isn't too small, it's...
just right.
If you're on a train coming into, going into the city, and you might, you want to know the distance, you might ask the conductor, how, what is it to where,
how many miles,
or how, just overall, how,
the distance?
Yeah, you say, you want to know the distance, you say, how, what is it to Chicago?
How far?
Is it to?
Chicago.
And do you ever use look here in the old exclamation? For instance, look here now, I'm telling you something.
Yes.
Okay, if you wanted to know the frequency something is done, you might ask a person, depends how frequently a person goes out, you might say, how what do you go out? Huh?
How often?
And if someone says, I'm not going to do something, and you agree with that person, and you feel the same way about it, and you're going to behave in exactly the same manner. Someone says, I'm not going to do that, and you say,
I'm not either.
What is this?
Forehead.
And this is my left ear, this is my...
right ear.
And if I let my whiskers grow, I might grow a...
beard.
And this is my...
mouth.
And one...
tooth.
And more than one...
teeth.
And above the teeth...
gums.
And this is what part of my hand is.
Palm.
And I made two
fists.
And you might call this an elbow and a wrist and a shoulder, but you might say I have pains in my
arm.
Or yes, but if you hear in the leg too, all of these things.
Joints.
Yeah. And this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And if a person gets around a lot, you say she's really
on the go.
Do you ever use spry or peppy? Use either term?
Sometimes.
Do you use them with old or young people or both?
Well, usually older.
Okay. The man came in here, you were moving, and a man came in here and picked up your refrigerator all by himself and carried it out the door, a moving man, you'd say, my, he certainly is...
strong.
Okay. What does stout mean to you? Does that mean strong? Or something?
No.
What does it mean?
Means heavy.
Fat or just heavy?
Heavy.
Not necessarily fat.
No.